Even before Oscar night, Everything Everywhere All at Once had already won a bevy of awards, like an Outstanding Cast Award from the Screen Actors Guild, two Golden Globes, and a Writers Guild of America Award. According to IGN, even before the Oscars, it had already claimed the title of most awarded movie ever. So, co-star Tally Madell was hopeful the streak would continue on Oscar night. The movie had already racked up 6 awards by the time Harrison Ford came out on stage to present the award for Best Picture. After all, their co-star Ki Hoi Kwan, who some might remember as Data from The Goonies, had acted alongside Ford in an Indiana Jones movie decades ago, and Madell took it as a sign.
We, at that point, had already won so many awards besides these Oscars, too. So leading up to the Best Picture announcement, it seemed clear that we were poised to win.
And they did. Everything Everywhere All at Once, an A24 film that premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival last year, won Best Picture. It beat out competition like Top Gun Maverick, Avatar, The Way of Water, and Elvis. In total, the movie earned 7 Oscars. Madell says it was overwhelming to look out from the stage as producer Jonathan Wang accepted the Best Picture Oscar.
I didn't look at the audience much because I think I might have, collapsed from seeing so many, the faces of artists that I've always looked up to and admired.
But Madell says the win just felt right. They played the part of Becky, girlfriend to the character Joy Wang, played by Stephanie Hsu. Here they are quipping to Wang's parents, Evelyn and Waymond, in the first few minutes of the movie.
I always learn something when I hang out with the elderly. Old people are very wise.
Madell's character struggles to be accepted by her girlfriend's parents, who immigrated from China, and her traditional grandfather, who Joy's parents don't want to know they're dating. It's one of the struggles that contributes to Joy's character being taken over by a force from another universe and kind of going off the deep end and creating an everything bagel that could wreak havoc.
You know why I actually built the bagel? It wasn't to destroy everything. It was to destroy myself.
The movie is a fast-paced sci-fi that follows Joy's mother as she jumps through bizarre and absurd universes, trying to reconcile the things that could have been if her life had been different. In some worlds, she's a martial arts pro. In others, a movie star. In some, she divorces her husband or never moves to America. Madell explains it like this.
I think a message that we can roll in for this time that's from the film is nothing matters. But that also means that we can do anything we want. It's ours to create and it's ours to heal.
Between Oscar night and the various after parties, Madell says it's been a whirlwind.
It's been absolutely surreal. I'm so happy for everybody and I'm so honored.
Madell plans to stay in Los Angeles for the next month before jumping into more projects. Madell also teaches clowning theater classes and is the founding member of the 3-person dance group Cocoon Central Dance Team. They are working on a screenplay about Ketchikan, which still holds a special place in their heart.
I'm really grateful to everybody in Ketchikan for being so supportive and so kind.
Madell remembers taking classes at the Ketchikan Theater Ballet and performing with First City Players. Madell says they owe a lot to this town of nearly 14,000.
And Alaska has just so many amazing artists. Aren't we so lucky?
They hope to visit again soon. They were in town last summer teaching classes with First City Players. Elizabeth Nelson, First City Players Executive Director, hopes to see Madell again soon.
I think really what I would say about Tally is that she is one of the kindest, most open people I know, and how she is able to just take what is such a gorgeous sense of play and performance and make other people feel that they can do exactly what she does. But there's just such an open kindness about her. I am thrilled for her.
And it's safe to say that Madell is thrilled too. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.